narrowly escaping an identity compromise, and his wife safely poised above her yoga mat, Houseman can protect the peoples of Buffalo, New York.
Houseman, help!
I am called to duty.
Houseman, saving the day with the house.
Saving the day with the house.
Houseman springs into action. He races through the cul-de-sacs of his suburban neighborhood to confront the terrifying visage of Terminator standing over the vulnerable body of Sally Buffington Malone.
You've gone too far this time, Terminator.
You'll never defeat me, Houseman. Surround me with houses miles deep. Drop them on me from miles up. It doesn't matter. I'll simply use my termite minions to eat through them. No one can stop me from destroying these split level 3 bedroom, 1.5 bathroom homes.
Ha ha! You'll find that I do not build houses solely from wood.
Our hero concentrates his powers. Marble columns spring from the ground to encircle Terminator.
And now let these Grecian columns form the bars of your prison.
Nice try, Houseman. But you are unaware of my new marble mites!
Curses! I cannot let you win, fiend. I cannot disappoint the citizens of this neighborhood in this great state of New York. I cannot. No, I will not let your evil penetrate their $300,000 homes with well-manicured lawns. You see, being a superhero is a great responsibility, involving the trust of the people and my passion for the safety of the community. I will focus all of my power to create a condominium entirely composed of corrugated steel.
No!
Yes!
No!
That's right, Terminator. You've been terminated. Evil does not pay.
And so the day is saved once again. The homes are saved. Sally Buffington Malone is saved, and the very dignity of the community is saved. Tune in next week as Houseman confronts his own inner demons.